Gordy, can you hold just a minute, please?
Yeah.
I think. Sorry about that. This is Glenn. Can I help you?
Hey, is Steven?
Yeah, 1 minute, please.
Thanks.
Also, with the second program, if halfway through it, if you want to renew, we are able to forgive the interest of the remaining balance on that second program and get you some more money halfway. So 900.
Hello.
Hello, is this Steve?
Yes.
Hey, Steve. This is Nico. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Good, good. Look, I know you're a busy guy. I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time, actually. I'm trying to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we had mailed to your business. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. Our pre-approval was based off of some past financing, so we were able to get you pre-approved some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like for about $250,000. So I'm just trying to circle back, see if you guys have anything in the pipeline where you might need some financing right now.
Not that I know of right now.
Not at the moment? You guys don't have any,
kinda,
like...
We're kind of low on inventory. We kind of seen this whole thing coming, and we kind of backed off long before. So right now, I think we're all right.
Oh, is this like a good year, or are you trying to slow down? What's going on?
Well, it's a very poor farm economy year. So
has it really?
Yeah, as far as, well, 2 years ago, corn prices were $8 a bushel, and right now, today, it's $2.75, so...
The commodity prices went down that much?
Yeah, in the last 2 years.
I hadn't even noticed.
Yeah. So, and this is a 90% farming community, so
mm-hmm.
So you just start lowering your inventory of new machinery long before it comes around. So now that when nothing's moving, I don't have a lot of things to pay for. So.
Okay. So, does that mean that, like, the whole clientele base has kind of slowed down, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they... Everybody's pretty tight-fisted.
Really? I mean, do you get people that come to you that are still looking for pieces of equipment, either to replace their old ones or try and buy new ones? But, it's like, since you said it's like a very slow time.
2 years ago, they would have just bought it. Now they really stress about it and really price around. And
So do you have, you have like a bunch of clients, like commercial customers that come to you who are looking for financing? Maybe, like as an option?
Usually they take care of their own financing, but we are hooked up with somebody for leasing.
Mm-hmm. What about like people trying to buy it as like a whole unit? Does that happen with like your farm equipment or your tractor equipment, things like that?
Well, we might have had one or two in the last year that couldn't get financing and... qualify for the leasing, but...
Yeah, those are the type of people that we work with in particular. If they're like a business and they're coming to you and they can't get qualified, we work with credit tiers A through D, and we can help them get qualified so they can purchase stuff from you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, does that sound like something that's happened in the past that, you're willing to maybe we can work something out together where we can get your customers qualified so that they can buy your equipment?
Well, I'll tell you what, I hire a salesman that takes care of all that, and he's gone delivering a feed wagon right now.
Mm-hmm.
But,
is there maybe like an email I can reach out to you at so you have me on file?
Yeah, why don't you send it to Gordy's sales at myomnitel.com.
So Gordy's.
All small letters.
That's Gordy's is plural, yes?
Just with a Y-S.
Y-S, okay, and then can you just spell it out for me so I don't mess it up a little bit?
Gordy's Repair, Repair,
mm-hmm.
at MyOmnitel, which is M-Y-O-M-N-I-T-E-L nitel.com.
All right, let me read it back to you. So we got Gordy's Repair at mymyomnitel.com.
No, T-E-L.
Oh, T-E-L.
Yeah.
See? Would have gotten that wrong. Okay. All right, so here's what I'll do, Steve. I'll send you over some of our information, and if you can, like, forward that over to your sales guy, all the sales guy needs to do is give those commercial customers our one-page application and then have them send it over to me, and we could see if we can get them financed so that you can, have a few more customers right now.
All right. Well, sounds good.
Does that sound good? All right, Steve. Great talking to you.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye.